This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spending a few minutes now with Gwinnett Mercy University head men's basketball coach John Barron. His squad having a fine season. Just beat Lebval on Wednesday night to improve to 8-1. And first of all, coach, thanks for the time and congratulations on a great start.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good start so far, and I appreciate your time as well.
So talk to me a little bit about what has keyed this success. I mean, your team always excels scoring points, and they're doing that once again, but did you expect this group to come out of the gates like this if I talked to you, say, back in October?
Yeah, I wouldn't have expected it, to be totally honest with you. I think the key to us right now is that our guys like each other, and you know, we kind of talk about the word chemistry and what it means, and for us, it's about doing what it takes to win basketball games. And we're sharing the basketball. We're rebounding. We're making a commitment to defense. And like you said, we have been able to score points in the past, and we're sticking with that tradition as well.
For people that aren't familiar, who were some of the kids making this happen? Because as usual is the case with you, you're getting a lot of contributions up and down the roster.
Agree. There's quite a number of guys, really, but the top one is our big kid, Will Davis. Will Davis from Washington High School, George Washington High School. He's averaged about 20 a game. He had back-to-back 29-point games. His two complimentary players, you know, Rip Engel on any given night can do well. Rip had 23 last night. Rip is from Council Rock. And then Courtney Cubbage from Camden Catholic in South Jersey. Is probably our most athletic kid and is averaging about 15, 16 a game himself. And then we have a lot of other guys that have bought into their roles. You know, we have a couple of kids that, you know, are known as our defenders. We have a couple that are our shooters. And, you know, when you add role players that buy into their role, plus a couple of kids that are all-around players, it's just been making for a successful start so far.
How long does it take for you as a coach to really have a good idea of what you have and what the ceiling is for a group?
I think it's one day at a time. I definitely in the summer did not know. It was a big question mark. And it really, you know, I said it once already, it really it comes down to that they like each other. I mean, they share the ball. And I was looking at some stats. You know, we're plus 50 almost in the positive assist to turnover ratio. And in some years, especially our NCAA years, we're definitely positive, but we've never been this positive of a margin this early. You know, they're fun to watch, getting some compliments from parents and some different people around saying how they really can see the sharing of the basketball on the court. And I always say if you're positive assist to turnover and you win the rebounding stat, you're most likely going to win a lot of games.
Was there a moment, a practice, a game early on where you really started to get that good feeling that this group might have that?
That's a great question because we went on a foreign tour. You get to go on a foreign tour every 3 years. The NCAA grants you that permission. And we went into Toronto, Canada. And in the years past when we've done that, it's because we felt we were pretty good and it was about getting a little bit of a head start. I was anticipating that being the reason why we were going this time. But we actually were completely opposite. We were really, really bad. And it really showed me what we really needed to work on. And then the 3 weeks at the start of the season, we started to work on some things that I might have overlooked. Chemistry being one of them, you know, rebounding, boxing out, some small things. And in the first 3 weeks, we kept referring back to Canada and how bad we were. And in some timeouts, in some spurts, in some certain games, we refer to how we were in Canada and we're reverting back a little bit and that kind of helps us get out of it. So I really think the Canada trip really was an eye-opening experience. We saw our potential, but at the same time, we had no chemistry there and we've been building on that since.
Where can this group get even better as you start to buckle up for the 2018 calendar year?
Yeah, we always are working on pressure and turnovers. You know, I don't think teams pressure us because we have a lot of quick kids that can dribble and we're pretty good passers. But, you know, for us, you know, I always say you have to know what can beat you before you can actually go forth and win. And zone offense is something we practice all the time. Breaking the press and pressure defense, you know, when teams pressure us, we're always looking to eliminate turnovers. So those two things, along with always stopping the other team. But this team executes our game plan really well, and that's another reason why we are even one right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.